Hurricane Ida has made landfall. The Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 150 miles an hour has struck near Port Fouchon, Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says up to 20 inches of rainfall accumulation is possible. That's much higher than what we saw when Hurricane Katrina hit the coast on this very day 16 years ago. Before the storm hit, we spoke to Archie Chasen III. He's president of Lafourche Parish, that's south of New Orleans along the Gulf of Mexico. Here's what he told us.
We're beginning to see the first bands come into the south part of our parish. We have probably the bottom third of Lafourche Parish already without power as the winds start to pick up and topple some of the grids and stuff like that. It's going to rapidly deteriorate from here. We're going to start to see 120 probably plus mile an hour winds across southern Lafourche, southern Terrebonne, and then eventually making its way up into Baton Rouge.
And your parish, as I understand it, is directly in Ida's path. You have a population there of about 100,000 people. What have you all been doing to prepare for this storm?
Yeah, so we started closing floodgates, beefing up our levee system, closing all the flood walls that we have here. We have a 42-mile contiguous levee system on the southern part of our parish that we can lock itself in. But we fully anticipate with, if we get the full brunt of a 15-foot tidal surge, we will have some parts of our levee system that are over top. We've been working through progress with the National Guard about getting what we call super sacks, those very large sandbags that we can control levee breaches and things with, as well as urban search and rescue teams that are ready.
And you did issue a mandatory evacuation order, is that correct?
Yeah, we did. We called that Friday afternoon. We have a mandatory curfew that's in effect right now and will remain in effect until further notice. By our estimates, about 50% of the population has left. We have about 200 people in our evacuation shelters at Central Lafourche and Thibodaux High Schools. Both of those buildings are rated for Category 4 storms, so we feel pretty confident that those buildings can weather whatever winds we get. So now it's just a wait-and-see game, and we're going to sit back and ride this bull for as long as we can.
You know, at the outset, I was mentioning their Hurricane Katrina. But in some ways, this hurricane is coming under very different circumstances because it's coming in the midst of a pandemic. So talk to me about how you all are preparing to mitigate, you know, even possibly the spread of coronavirus infection, just given that this is all happening under a very strange situation right now.
Yeah, we have all of our COVID protocols in place at our shelters with masking and temperature checks, and people who either had high temps or COVID-type symptoms, we allowed them to come into the shelter, but we segregated those people in different places in the high school, in the hallways, so we can keep everybody safe. Post-recovery, it's going to be what it is. You know, we're going to do as best as we can to get people masked up when we're in hardware stores and stuff like that. But my first priority is going to be getting power restored, getting people back into their homes, and mitigating those effects after the fact.
And Mr. Chasen, I should ask before we let you go, what are your personal plans for staying safe?
So I have a tight-knit group of our executive staff, as well as law enforcement, Coast Guard, Air National Guard, soldiers with me in our emergency operations center here in Matthews, Louisiana. We're going to ride it out here. The building's rated for a Category 3, Category 4 storm, so we're going to put it to its test, and we'll be here. My family kissed my wife and kids goodbye on Friday and sent them to family in Texas, and they're going to ride it out there.
Well, Archie Chasen III, president of Lafourche Parish in southeast Louisiana, thank you very much. Please stay safe.
Thank you.